We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Pei Amud Aleph, the bottom mask of law, two lines from the bottom. We just had a Beis Shammai that says the Shir to be Chayiv by Yom Kippur is you have to drink up to Revius. But it still says no, a little less. A cheekful is already Chayiv on Yom Kippur. So who's more Mekel over here? Comes a Beis Shammai is more Mekel. Beis Shammai holds you're not Chayiv until you drink a Revius. Mashenkin Beis Silva holds you are Chayiv ready in less than Revius. Usually we know the klal is Beis Shammai is always more machmir, and there's a few exceptions. And in the exceptions, there's a Mishnah in Idiyas brings down a few exceptions. I think there's six exceptions where Beis Shammai is lekula. So break the Gemara kasha. Masker Rav Beis Shammai, imkain havelim lekula Beis Shammai chum Beis Hillel. This is, should be one of the kulas of Beis Shammai and chum Beis Hillel. If you look at Masechta Zidi, this is not counted. So lechayra, what here Beis Shammai is more mekel. Amalei, famous Gemara on top of Beis Amalei, ki ishel ba'og melech habashon ishel. The shaila was asked. This machloikus was said. It was og melech habashon walked in with the shaila. How much shear is he chayiv in kippa? So Beis Shammai said revius, which is revius. And Beis Hillel said no, k'moy lugmav. The og melech habashon's k'moy lugmav, even one side is ganz big. It's like one of those big kegs. You know, that's how big it is. That's how much it is. Og melech habashon. So therefore, who's more mekel? So Avada, the Beis Hillel is more mekel. Ki ishel va'og melech habashon ishel. The Havel Beis Shammai lechomer. Come Beis Shammai is more machmer. Beis Shammai holds revius already yichayiv. And according to Beis Hillel, you need a ganze kegful, the size of the cheek of og melech habashon. So very good. Now, what comes out from this Gemara? That comes out from this Gemara is that when it comes to melugmav, it's not a uniform shear. Every person is different. When it comes to eating, we say kesevas agasa, a good plump date. That's the shear. When it came to drinking now, we're saying the shear is depends on the guy. So l'chayr, what's going on? Masker of zera, maishta achilo, the chol chad v'chad v'kesevas, everyone has a shear kesevas, or maishta shtia, and why by shtia, the chol chad v'chad v'diday? Every single person, it goes personal, it's personal. By shtia, it's personal. And by achila, everyone's the same. Omle Abaya, by answers, Kimlu Rabbanon, Rabbanon knew, because it's enough for Kesevas. Why? That's the shear where they negate your hunger pains. Less than that, not. That is the shear. But Shasia, the Chazal knew, Bididei, it's telling himself, Bididei, Mesvedaite, Bidachal, Mesvedaite. Everything is personal. When it comes to drinking, it's personal if it's Mesvedaite or not. So it comes out, what it was saying, that a date, a plump date, it negates the hunger pains of a regular guy, and it negates the hunger pains of og melech habashon. Right, the Gemara, that's true. Masker of zera, mechol oilam kula v'kesevas, kesevas og melech habashon v'kesevas. Is it possible og melech habashon who could eat a couple of steaks and eat that this little thing makes meis v'daita? Amalei abaya, yeah. Kimlu rabbanon the v'hochi meis v'daita. Batsa v'hochi meis v'daita. This is the shir meis v'daita. And less than that, not miu kuli al matuva. The rest of the world, regular person, that could take him for a good few hours. But og melech habashon porta, og melech habashon only takes a few seconds. Same by food, this is enough to negate the hunger pains. By og melech habashon, he'll only take care. Yeah, he'll get hungry in 20 seconds, in 1 minute. Mashenkin, another person will take him an hour or two. But it has the kayach to negate hunger pains for a certain amount. Makes it feel better for a certain amount, even by og melech habashon. Mashenkin, drink. Without a certain amount, without the amount of loy lugmav, I won't do anything, I won't make a dent. Maskelar abzeira on this idea that the kesevas agasa is meis v'daita. So you tell me, the same thing. We eat if you eat lettuce or if you eat a piece of prime rib, whatever you want to eat, it's the same thing. Maskelar abzeira basa shomein b'kesevas. But lulei gefanim b'kesevas, lulei gefanim are little shoots that come out of the vines that are soft by the beginning, and they call it a little bit of food. It's almost like lettuce. So those things, you tell me you eat a piece of fat meat, the shear of a plump date, that's the same, satiates the same way as lulei gefanim, some lettuce, some shoots from a gefen. How can it be b'kesevas? I'm like, yeah, killer rabbanim b'halchi meis v'daite, b'halchi meis v'daite. That you feel better when you eat that, and less than that, not. Miu, basa shomein tuva, lulei gefanim porta. But basa shomein is a longer time, lulei gefanim is porta. We have such ideas. Someone's very hungry, takes a piece of gum. It won't do much, but for a few seconds, it'll take away the hunger pains. But it'll calm them down a little bit. This is the idea. Of course, the lettuce won't last you too long. This lulav lechavanah won't last too long, but it will do something immediately to quell the hunger pains. Maskal Rava. Maskal Rava. Another kasha, another similar kasha. We know from a tesefta that this shear keseves agatsa, which is a plump date, which is bigger than a kazayis, has to be eaten b'chayiv within shear kedei achilas pras. And we know by kazayis, let's say on Pesach, and any time you have a kazayis, you need it also kedei achilas pras. So does that make sense that they both have the same shear? What is shear kedei achilas pras? That's the shear that it takes to eat 3 or 4 bayim of bread. And in Paiskim, it goes anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. Mechalikas HaPaiskim, what the shear, how fast it has to be. But either way, there's a shear called Kedei Achilas Pras. And the kasha like this, Maskal Rava, Kezayis Ve'Achilas Pras, Ve'Kesevas Ve'Achilas Pras, and even Kesevas Ve'Achilas Pras, and how do we know, like we spoke about, the Sefta speaks out, the Sikh Yitzchak and all the Acharim bring down in the Sefta says that Kesevas has to be eaten within Kedei Achilas Pras. So the question is, does that make sense that you get more time for kesevis, more food, you get more time than more kedei achilas pras? Amalei Abaya, same type of yisoid. Kimlu Rabbana and the Mahalchim Eis V'dayte. In this shear, that's how, then you feel better. Tvei Mahalchim, if you eat it slower than that, then Lo Yimei V'dayte, you will not feel better. Maskal Rava, what about regarding by Tumah? The halach is that if someone eats Tamei Diga food that's tamei, does he become tamei without touching it or not? So the Gemara says, but there are bonon at least, you become tamei, but you have to eat a certain shear. You have to eat a chatzi pras in the shear kdei achilas pras. Chatzi pras is either 1.5 eggs or 2 eggs. It means, let's say, 2 eggs. You have to eat 2 eggs in shear kdei achilas pras in order to become tamei. In order to become tamei. The question is, that's a lot. That's much more than kazayis. That's the same shear if you eat it so quickly. Maskal Rava. Some of the girsa here, kazayis dechilas pras, and chatzi pras also, which is 2 bayim dechilas pras, to become tamei, the yaguf to become tamei, is the same exact shear. How can it be? Omlir papa. Yeah, hanukal tumas gvir lav deraisi. Tumas gvir is not the raisa, and therefore, Rabbanu Mekel, that you only become tamei if you eat the 2 bayim in a very quick manner, within 2 minutes, whatever, with nashir kdei achilas pras. Right, Gemara, Papa says that tumas gvir, which means the tumah that happens to a person when he eats dvarim tameim, that's the Rabbanon. Umira Papa Achir, Papa says it's only the Rabbanon. But Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, the pasuk starts at the shakzu snafshu seichem b'chol asheres asheretz. Loisa tamu behem when it meis and bum, and he darshened b'omra papa mekanchu tumas gviya deraisa. He said from here you see that tumas gviya is minatayra. So our papa learns tumas gviya is minatayra. Rashi explains the drasha because what does it mean loisa tamu behem? Don't become tamei. There's no issur to become tamei. So the Torah is telling us mechashas so that you become tamei from eating it. You become tamei from eating something tamei. So you see our papa is deraisa. So Gemara answers, no, but there are bonon, it's really only there are bonon, across smacht ba'amah. It's only a smacht of the pasuk. What do you have a smacht of the deraisa from this pasuk? So Rashi asks, so what do you do with the, but what's pasuk beside the pasuk? So Rashi answers, yeah, Maishi Ra, exactly. And the last Gemara, very good, the last Gemara in the third parak says, the drasha, the last Gemara of the test, or the third parak in Masechus Yom, says the drasha is that, it means that when it tamtem bam, that if someone eats dvarim tameim, he becomes even more tamei. If he becomes tamei lamata, metamois lamayla. That's what we darsh from the pasuk of when it tameisem bam. That's the extra drash from the pasuk. Really, it's a smachta, and we darsh him from him from this pasuk. So, the Gemara baite kol oichlim. Very good. So we got very clear. We're very clear now in this the din of Meis V'dayte by Achila and Meis V'dayte by Shtia. One goes a plump date and the other one is a shir m'lelugma of every person. The Mishnah goes further and says that kol ha'ichlim mitzdarf for that shir. If someone eats different type of foods, he eats a cucumber and a pepper, it's mitzdarf to the shir of a plump date. And Mashenkein, if he drinks and eats, it's not mitzdarf. Drinking is a shir and eating is a shir. That means if chasham, someone's not feeling well, he has to eat it in kippur. They eat shiurim. So there's different shiurim. There's shiurim for drinking, which they say is like around the size of a little schnapps cup, which would be less than my lugmob. And then eating, which you have to know what the shiur of eating is, it's less than a kesevas agasa, like the size of an olive. You would eat that much, that would be the shiur of shiurim. But they're not mitzdarif. So you keep both of them, and they're not mitzdarif to the shiur. But all Eichlam are Mitzdarf. Different Eichlam are Mitzdarf. So tomorrow first we'll talk about that. All Eichlam are Mitzdarf, what does that mean? Amra Papa. Ochal Umtza or Milcha. If someone ate a piece of raw meat with salted raw meat by itself does not taste good at all, but if they salt it, it tastes better. Now, if there's a salt, is the salt Mitzdarf to the meat? That's the question. Why is that a question? Because salt is not a food. Salt's not really a food. So it's a food. If you eat salt plain, not chayiv. Like it says in the Mishnah later on, a shoyse tzir or imurius, which is like fish juice, you're not chayiv. It has to be a food. So here, ochel umtso umilcha mitzdarf. But if you eat the piece of meat with the salt on it, it's mitzdarf to the shear. Because since it's enhancing the meat, therefore it becomes bottled to the meat and it becomes a shear of ochel. Avgav lavachili, kimin the achli inchi, since people eat it like that, mitzdarf, it's mitzdarf. This is the way you eat the raw meat is with the salt, it's mitzdarf. A similar halacha, Amar Rash Lakish, tzir shagaba yerek, the juice that's on top of the yerek, it's machlokes is exactly what tzir shagaba yerek is. Rashi says in Chulin, Tupshatim, either it means the mashka hayotzim in the yerek, which means the juice that comes out of the juice that comes out of the vegetable, or it means that you taka dipped it into a dip called a tzir, which is like a fish dip that doesn't taste good by itself. But if it's a gabe yerek, it's bottled to the yerek, it's mitzarev the kseves, it's mitzarev to the shear kseves being a kapurim. So tomorrow pshita, it's pashit. Like, well, of course, it's one food now. So Malotayim a mashku, you think maybe the tzir is a mashka, k'maslon kolach shuri uklo uklo. Anything that's machshu oichel is called oichel. That's called an oichel. Omro shlokish. Ha'oichel achila gasa b'yom kippurim. If someone eats achila gasa b'yom kippurim, he's potter. What does achila gasa mean? So Rashi means, it means you, right after you finished eating, right after kol nidre, you start to eat again. Chas v'shalom. And the loch is then, that's called achila gasa. You're so full, you can't get another morsel of food into yourself. So there, you're potter. Now, what exactly is achila gasa? Tosfos Shalom says there's two types of achila gasa. The one type of achila gasa is that your mom is disgusted from food. There's another type of achila gasa, which you're very full, but you're not disgusted from the food. So but Tosfos Shalom learns that here we're talking about a case where your mom is cuts from the achila, that's when you're potter. But the medayik from Rashi, the prichados medayik from Rashi, that Rashi's mashma, that kol zman you're not enjoying anything, that is called achila gasa. And that's just mashma gemara a little. My taima, ashaloi se'una ksiv, prat lemazik. Ashaloi se'una means, you're only chayiv, you didn't afflict yourself. But here, you mazik yourself, you afflicted yourself, so afilat ha'shalom means you actually afflicted yourself, it was disgusting. But according to Rashi, it means you didn't have any anah, then you're potter. Then you're potter. Or Rav Yerah Rosh Lakish, besides from Kippur, you have the same idea regarding tshuma. Zar, Sha'achal tshuma achil gelacha is, we learned in Masechet Pesachim about this, that if a zar eats tshuma, he has to pay a karen v'chaymish. So zar sha'achal tshuma achil gasa, he ate tshuma achil gasa, mashalim it's a karen, he only has to pay the karen, because it's a geneva pashit. But there's no din of eating tshuma, you have to pay karen v'chaymish, because it's not that called eating. Zar sha'achal tshuma achil gasa, if he ate tshuma while he's very full, mashalim it's a karen, v'eat mashalim it's a chaymish. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, ki yoichal, prat lamazik. Besides for mazik, it's like Rashi's mazik is a tshuma. You mazik the food. The food is not a way of eating food. You're a fool. Yeah, it's mazik the food. Om Rav Yirmiyahu Yechron, similar halacha by tshuma. We're going to finish the two dots. Let's finish. Om Rav Yechron, zar shekoisis sa'irim, shal tshuma. He eats barley raw. Anytime he eats something, shalai kadar chalas, it's called kaisis. So he ate sa'irim, shal tshuma. He chewed it up raw. Mesham is a karen, mesham is a chaymish. Why? Ki yoichal prat lemazik. It's only when you have derech achila. But if you eat it that way, it's like mazik the food. You're ruining the food. It's a waste of the food. And that's not called achila, and therefore you're not chayav karen chaymish. You chayav karen because, again, you destroyed chuma's food. So you have to pay back the chuma. But it doesn't have a din of the Torah of ki yoichal, which is b'chayav chaymish also. Omer Rav Shizbir on Vyechnam. What about this case? Zar shaval shizifim shal chuma. A zar swallowed prunes of chuma. He first swallowed the kiyah and he spit it back up. Va'ochlan acher, and someone else ate it afterwards. He obviously didn't know someone else ate it. Va'ochlan acher. So Rishon, we'll see, it became, Rashi learns, it became not royal to eat even. So Rishon, Misham, Kerem, Chaymish. The first one had achila, and he was kind it with the achila, his chayav Kerem, Chaymish. The Sheini, Eim, Misham, Al-Dmei, Eitzim, L'Rishon, Mavad. He only has to pay the price of the Eitzim to the Rishon. Why? Because right now, the only thing it's royal for, not for eating, it's royal for hasaka, royal for burning, as fuel. So therefore, he pays the Rishon out fuel, because the first Rishon was kainit. The Rishon pays Karen v'chaymish, because he ate it, he's kainit, he destroyed it. Mashenki the Sheni, he pays Dmei Eitzel Rishon, because already he doesn't have a Shem Eichel anymore.